Relatives, friends and politicians have gathered to mourn the loss of Faraz Tahir, the security guard who died in the Westfield Bondi Junction stabbing attack. Mr. Tahir's close family, who travelled from Pakistan, were reunited with his body for a public prayer service organised by the Ahmadiyya Muslim community at the Marsden Park Mosque. Fellow security guard Muhammad Taha, who is still recovering from injuries sustained in the attack, came from hospital to pay his respects to his former colleague. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and New South Wales Premier Chris Minns were among the politicians to attend. Imam Imanul Ul Haq Qasa, who is the national president of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, says their presence was recognition of Tahir's heroic sacrifice in confronting the attacker.
Although he was a stranger in this country, you can say in one way, but, you know, he sacrificed his life for all Australians. He was a very brave person from the very childhood. When he saw that people are panicked, he rushed to him and he grabbed him. This is the way, you know, he sacrificed his life.